France's Independence Day. Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are also marking the 100th anniversary of the U.S. entry into World War I. French President Emmanuel Macron inviting Trump to Paris for the festivities, which are getting underway at this hour. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, now in fair condition, continuing his recovery from gunshot wounds, as we hear from Tom Roberts.
The Louisiana congressman underwent another surgery Thursday because of a deep tissue infection. He's been hospitalized at MedStar Washington Hospital since being shot during a shooting spree at a ballpark in Alexandria on June 14th. Scalise was just released this week from the intensive care unit for a second time. He initially left the ICU on June 22nd, but had to be readmitted earlier this month because of an infection.
Word that the suspect in the disappearance of four young men in Pennsylvania has now admitted to killing them. This is USA Radio News.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot Wand from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot Wand, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Changes are coming to the president's temporary travel ban, thanks to a federal judge in Hawaii, the U.S. District Judge Derek Watson, allowing the state's bid to exempt grandparents and other relatives from the ban on people from six mostly Muslim countries. The U.S. Supreme Court last month allowed the ban to go forward with the exemption that it would not apply to people with certain family members in the U.S. The Trump administration decided spouses, parents, children, siblings, and fiancés would be exempt, but not grandparents and other family members. Judge Watson ruling yesterday the government had an unduly restrictive reading of what established a close family member. Millions of Americans who receive Social Security benefits can expect about a 2% increase in their monthly payments starting in January. It works out to about $30 a month for the average recipient, according to the projections just out yesterday from the Social Security Board of Trustees. The actual cost of living adjustments for Social Security and Medicare Part B will be announced later this year. More than 61 million seniors receive benefits under the program. The average monthly payment is just over $1,200. And Venus Williams is celebrating another win at Wimbledon as she heads into this weekend's championship round. She won yesterday and could end up becoming the oldest women's singles champ at Wimbledon since 1908. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
The weather forecast for the Huntington County area begins today with showers and thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. The high will be near 75 degrees and easterly winds around 7 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 90%. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain, mostly cloudy with a low around 67. Easterly winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. Saturday, mostly sunny skies and a high near 86. Northwesterly winds between 3 and 8 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear, a low around 62, and light northwesterly winds. Sunday, also sunny with a high near 86 degrees and calm winds becoming westerly around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon, with Sunday evening having partly cloudy skies and a low around 66. Start your work week on Monday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies and a high near 85. The chance of precipitation is 40%.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning. You are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show here every Friday morning between 10 and 11 on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio. And I am Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, and I'm very excited today because tomorrow is salsa night. And with me is Shannon George. She is the catering coordinator for ShopRite of Flemington, our signature sponsor of the event. And Shannon, good morning. I'm so happy to have you here and so excited about tomorrow.
Yes, we're really excited to be part of Salsa Night again this year. Every year we like to support both the Hunterdon Helpline and this awesome event. I can't wait to go. It's such a great organization and such a great event to help sponsor. As you said, I'm the catering coordinator at ShopRite of Flemington. We're going to be there to help you party the night away with free water and giveaways. So thanks for inviting me on the show today.
Well, first of all, Salsa Night is not Salsa Night without ShopRite. That's for sure. I think you have been the signature sponsor way back when. The event is at least 10 years old when Pete Vasquez started it with his business, Uncle Pete's Restaurant on Main Street, and it just grew. It grew with Hunterdon Hispanos. We took it over several years ago when we took over Hunterdon Hispanos. And ShopRite has been there. I mean, you have not wavered. And we had a couple of years that we did not have Salsa Night on the streets. And as soon as we started it again, it was a no-brainer. There you were.
Absolutely. And we're happy to be there. We love going out and seeing the community members. We love seeing the amounts of people that come out to support you. And again, ShopRite is always part of the community. We've been here since 1958. Happy to support all of our local organizations. Our owner, Joe Colillo, is very generous, and we love to be a part of this community.
He and his family have been exceptionally generous to this community. Hunterdon Helpline sits on a wide variety of community councils and committees to keep abreast of what's going on because, of course, Helpline is the 24/7, 365 day out of the year helpline for the area. And it is just amazing and that we not only see ShopRite sitting at the table, but we see Joe, we see Jeannie. They're recognizable members of the community. Maybe not as recognizable as Archie. I could see from your expression that you knew I was going to say that. It's incredible to see ShopRite in action in our community, not just in the store, although we had Sue Langsapanara on the air last week, who is, of course, the dietitian, and we were talking about the fact that ShopRite has become this town hall. you know, a place to meet, you know, the town square, if you will. And I know this personally because more and more husbands are doing the shopping. And Howard will come home and tell me he met his friends, you know, other guy friends who are also shopping. And it's just so funny because, you know, back in the day, it was just sort of expected that you'd meet your girlfriend there and, you know, you'd be toting the kids, you know, in the carts or what have you. And now it's the guys. And, you know, he's telling me, oh, I met so-and-so and so-and-so. I texted out to a girlfriend after one of his meetings, if you will, that I thought it was hysterical that our husbands were getting together at ShopRite. So it really, it's just a incredible community supporter, involved, engaged, caring. You just can't get better.
And I appreciate that. We appreciate that feedback. We are opening the cafe section soon, so we can increase the meet and greets. They can come and have lunch with us and with our expanded kitchen. We have a new salad bar. We have a bigger hot bar. We offer pizza. And we love seeing people come in and just chat because it just gives us a sense that, you know, we're all part of this big family. We're all part of this big Hunterdon County family, and we just need to support each other. You know, one of our main core values is to care about people. And, you know, there's no better way to show that we care than to open our doors and to make it a comfortable place for people to be and a great place for them to meet their friends and get what they need for their families and for us to support their activities outside of the store.
I had the privilege of meeting with Jeannie about something, actually about our seniors. And so I was up in the employees' lounge, and on the wall are framed mottos, if you will, of how one conducts themselves in ShopRite. And I was really impressed with the depth of it. It wasn't just, oh, give good customer service. It was pretty detailed, and it was something that impressed me as a consumer. But also as a businesswoman, as the executive director of Helpline, you know, and a nonprofit who also is obviously working with people every day, that, you know, those sayings, the mantra, if you will, and the guidelines truly encapsulate what you just said, that the people are there to help people, not to sell the product. That will come. You know, customer loyalty, branding, all of that we talk about in marketing, but truly to help the people. You could tell from what was hanging on the walls that it was definitely for sure about the customers, and very impressive. And people in the store are like that, you know, from Archie to you to Sue to the person walking in the aisles and stocking to the cash register person. I just told Shannon a wonderful story that my husband and I had we were starving. We were starving. We were getting dinner. We couldn't wait. And so we went to the deli, and we wanted something, but we wanted it heated. And so another gentleman from another department made sure that we had access to a microwave. And now I find out that the cafe is going to allow you to do all that, which is amazing. But he could have simply said, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, I don't have a microwave handy. And he didn't. And it just made, first of all, it made all the world because I was, in fact, starving. And I thought I was going to keel over any second. So, but it was just amazing. And within that interaction, I did get to find out about the cafe, which I'm very excited about. But I have to say, where are the cots? You know, I mean, I can come in. I could come in on my lunch break. I'll be able to pick what I want, go over to the cafe, sit, eat. A little nap would be nice, too. You seem to have thought of everything. So really incredible organization. We have to take a couple of breaks, and we'll be right back with Shannon. And we're going to talk a little bit about Salsa Night, but I want to get into the incredible renovation at ShopRite. If you haven't seen it recently, it truly is amazing. We'll be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, the host of the show, Shannon George with ShopRite of Flemington, who is the signature sponsor of Salsa Night 2017, which is tomorrow, Saturday, from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Main Street in Flemington. It is the supporting fundraiser of Hunterdon Helpline and our Hunterdon Hispanos division. And, of course, Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help for 48 years. You can give us a call at 908-782-4357. That's 782-4357 or the 1-800-272-4630. That's 1-800-272-4630 for help with any challenge 24/7, 365 days out of the year. Whether it's basic human needs, support for seniors and persons with disability, employment resources, community information, emergency shelter for both Hunterdon and Somerset counties, compassionate listening, and information about the link. And so Salsa Night is huge for us, Shannon. It really is, as far as a event fundraiser, something that we rely on to support all our programs, including First Assist, the 24/7 helpline, but also literacy services, work connectivity, our senior programs, all free to the clients. So when ShopRite steps in and supports us, you're not only bringing an incredible community event to people, fun, excitement, all of the wonderful things, the music, the dancing, the food, but you are helping us continue to do that great community service for our area, and we can't thank you enough.
Well, we're so happy to do it. We're happy to help those who need it, and we're happy to be there for the community. We look forward to this event every year. You know, we wait for that email to come out. It's on the calendar as soon as we get the save the date. We know we're going to be there. We know we're going to be supporting you and dancing in the streets with everybody. And
they dance in the street. I am telling you, really, you bring everything. ShopRite brings goodies. They've got their wheel coming this year with the basket prizes, water for everyone, just an excitement. But they are pulling you into the excitement, too. You know, the staff is amazing with that. I have a picture of Sue dancing. she probably doesn't want me to share it, but it's just, it encapsulates, as far as I'm concerned, what you bring to the event.
And we're happy to do it. We actually sometimes request Ken Mandoli, who comes and yes. plays some of the music for us, to do the Macarena, because we know we all can do that successfully.
Do you practice it ahead of time?
We do. It's one of the requirements when they sign up to volunteer. I quiz them and I say, listen, we lead the Macarena every year. You have to be on board with this. And the associates are happy to come. They're excited. It's a great break from the store. It's great to see people in a different venue. You know, you see us in the store every day, and it's kind of like when you see your teacher shopping. Like,
you don't realize,
you know, you're a person too, and we're out there, and we're happy to get them to support this very worthwhile nonprofit.
Well, I have never been able to master the Macarena, so I may just have to come next year. Give me a call. Tell me when that lesson is there. But speaking of lessons, we always have the Alma Montuno Dance Studio there, not only to demonstrate the salsa and other Latino dances, but also to give us instruction before our dance contests. And we're always happy to have them as well. So, but again, you know, ShopRite brings an excitement. You're not just a booth, you know, at an event, and it's just a lot of fun to see everybody stopping by the booth and getting their little goodies, and it's so vibrant. Your stands are just, I love the pictures, because when I post about Facebook, on Facebook, about Salsa Night, the colors are so vibrant. It's just, you can tell that people enjoy it, definitely enjoy it. If you haven't been to ShopRite recently in Flemington, I suggest you go, because it's also vibrant and bright within the store with your new renovation. And I'm just, first of all, you know, we shop all the time. And when did this happen? You know, it seems like this huge transformation happened right under our noses, and it's beautiful.
Well, we appreciate that. It actually started last August with the roof, and we went from pretty much the top to the bottom. We replaced the roof. We replaced all of the flooring. A lot of the construction was done overnight because we weren't going to close for business purposes. We did have to close the kitchen for a while because the equipment needed to be ripped out, and they put in a beautiful facility to be able to prepare those foods for you. We expanded our cheese. We call it the cheese mecca in the store. our international cheeses. We have over, you know, 1,000 varieties that are available to you every day, from high-end cheese to your, you know, regular domestic favorites. The bakery's changed, floral. Catering has been moved to the front of the store, which is pretty exciting.
I get to say hello every time I come.
Absolutely, and we look forward to that. And we like to see everybody coming in, because a lot of people, you know, didn't always realize that we did catering. And this helps us be right in the front, and people can come to us with any kind of questions. It doesn't necessarily have to be platter related. It can be, are you able to get this? Are you able to make this for me? Even if you have a general event question, you know, myself and my assistant, Robin, you know, we're able to help you plan those events. And even if you're not, you know, necessarily needing a lot of platters from us, we can still help you with flower arrangements. We can help you with, you know, logistics. We have contacts with different vendors if you need servers, if you need whatever it is. And all of this is always, you know, complimentary to our customers.
Shannon, that you are fantastic. The catering department is fantastic. And I know personally, everything that you say is so true. You don't have to be planning a wedding to contact Shannon and her crew in the catering department. I have personally used ShopRite's catering department with Shannon at the helm for not just helpline, but for my own home, my graduation party last year for my master's.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It was an amazing cake.
It was an amazing cake. Also, for the other organizations that I belong to, I'm constantly saying, you know, I breed and show collies. So my collie clubs, oh, they need a cake for one of their shows, you know, to thank the competitors or what have you. And all I have to do is call Shannon up, and she's got it. It's taken care of. And again, when you look at it from a graduation party to a nonprofit club to a nonprofit big like Helpline, you've covered every single base, every single type of celebration. And I have to say, most recently, it was my birthday. And I found out that my husband contacted Shannon because, unfortunately, and I love him dearly, but he's a cake person. I'm not. And he would bring me these cakes for, you know, my birthday, Mother's Day, whatever. And I was like, oh, gosh, how could he get me this cake? I don't like this flavoring, or I don't, you know, I didn't want to say anything. The kids knew, you know, but, oh, yeah, whatever. He actually, because of our association with you, Shannon, and ShopRite, he called Shannon up behind my back and said, Shannon, I need a cake, and you know what cake she likes. So for the first birthday, I got a cake that I actually liked and enjoyed, and I thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's always marble with fudge.
Exactly. But that's the kind of service it is. And we talked at the segment before about ShopRite being this kind of town square where everyone meets. And as you pointed out, we know each other. We see people. I was on the way to work yesterday morning, and I was going through a neighborhood, and I was trying to get the attention of somebody walking because she was a ShopRite person, and I guess she was on her way to work, and I wanted so to say hi, you know. So it's for we're small town, but we're not that small town, and again, the connections there that we make are just absolutely incredible. So thank you for my cake.
You're very welcome.
But the renovations are gorgeous. The cafe is just absolutely amazing. And I really do. I cannot believe how much you have accomplished right under our noses so we could continue to shop and not miss a beat. What are some of the things that you find that are number one in ShopRite for the consumer? What do we want more and more of in this day and age when things are automated, when things are on the internet? I know you have Shop at Home, which is awesome, that you can just go ahead and access ShopRite on the computer, do your grocery list, et cetera, pick it up or even have it delivered. What are some of the things that we as grocery shoppers want today?
You want to have the state-of-the-art convenience, but you want that personal touch. Mm. Great example is, you know, Shop From Home and our catering service. We are available on the web 24/7. You know, you can go on there and place an order. You can research, but you can always call us. You're always going to get that person that's going to help you if you have questions or you're not really sure what you need or you forgot that you have a prescription or something like that. You're going to have this person behind the scenes that's an actual person. It's not a large company where you're getting this automated system. You're actually reaching a live person. And when you're in the store, you know, we do a lot of things to try to make your shopping more convenient. We did reorganize our grocery department based on a lot of consumer feedback that it's more logical. For example, instead of the bread being across from yogurt where it used to be, it's now across from peanut butter and jelly.
Ah.
So you can build your lunch. You know, you can go down that aisle number 12 and get everything you need for your child or your husband's lunch. You know, the little individual cookies are there and the crackers and all your different jellies because they go together.
And you can literally run in and grab because how many of us with our work schedules now, oh, I got to run to the shop, right? To truly say I'm going to run in and run out, and you never do, because there's too much to to see and to say, oh, I didn't think I wanted that, but I do. But that is a great idea because, again, most of us before work, after work, during work, on a lunch break, to be able to access one area and come back with everything we need in a jiffy is huge.
Exactly. And there's always that associate that's available to ask if you're not sure where it is or, you know, it used to be in this aisle, you're not quite, you know, confident where it is. We'll take you to it. We have no problem stopping and doing that and escorting you to where it needs to go. Our shop from home service has also been changed around that now it's no longer a day in advance. It's 4 hours. So if wow. you know you need something, you can log on at 1 o'clock and we can have it ready for you at 5. So it's a lot quicker. It's a lot faster. But we're still not sacrificing our service.
Wow. Well, we're going to come back with that thought because my grandmother just popped in my head about shop at home. So we're going to have a short break and come back and talk about shop at home and the convenience and yet the state of art, which is a great combination. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When the French people rose up and stormed the Bastille, it changed the course of human history.
That's President Trump yesterday during a news conference with the French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris. As the president said, the U.S. and France are united in the fight for freedom. Today, President Trump and the First Lady were the guests of honor at the Bastille Day Parade in Paris, joining the French president and his wife. President Trump and Melania now on their way back to the United States as their second visit to Europe in less than 2 weeks is now wrapped up. Senate GOP leaders release another revised health care bill, and this Republican says,
I'm going to take a look at the bill. We'll read it over the weekend and come up with a decision and see if there's any improvements.
Nevada Senator Dean Heller reserving judgment for now. At least two Republican senators are against the bill. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area. Showers today with thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain, and the high will be near 75. East winds around 7 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 90%. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain, and mostly cloudy skies with a low around 67 degrees. Will be the temperature. Easterly winds around 6 miles per hour will become calm in the evening. The chance of precipitation is 50%. Saturday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 85, and northwesterly winds between 3 and 8 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear and a low around 62, and not light northwesterly winds. On Sunday, we have sunny skies and a high near 86 degrees with calm winds becoming westerly around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, partly cloudy skies and a low around 66. Monday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies and a high near 85. The chance of precipitation is 40%. You're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show here every Friday morning between 10 and 11. I am Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline. Shannon George of ShopRite of Flemington has joined us today. We've been talking about the wonderful renovations, catering services, etc. of ShopRite, and of course the fact that ShopRite is the signature sponsor of Salsa Night, which is tomorrow on Main Street in Flemington from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. We're talking dancing, live music, incredible food, more food than ever, more vendors, entertainment, dance contests, you name it. Two wonderful bands, Swing Combo and Son del Pueblo. Lots of giveaways, especially from ShopRite, and lots of great, great shopping opportunities. Shannon, before the break, and I want to come back to this, we started talking about shop at home. Because, you know, at Helpline, we have a lot of seniors in our senior division that we try to help, particularly seniors who can't get out of the house and want to shop. But my grandmother came to mind, and she was a squeezer. You know what I mean by a squeezer?
I do. We got the squeezers and the knockers of the produce.
There you go. Knockers I learned from somebody else. But so I can't imagine my grandma on the phone saying, well, even if it's a person, which I think is a great advantage to shop at home with ShopRite, who's going to do the squeezing for her, and would she trust them?
She should trust them. I mean, our shoppers go through extensive training on how to pick out your produce, your meat, your seafood. If we're not going to eat it and cook it, you're not going to get it in your basket.
Oh, good.
So they absolutely, they go through, they pick the best of the best. They have priority over certain things. Our ShopRite from home section was renovated as well, to the fact that it now houses its pretty much own mini warehouse. So they get their own deliveries of bananas. They get their own deliveries of those fresh strawberries when they're on sale. They've got water reserved for people that are shopping online, because a lot of the feedback was, you know, how can I make sure that I get it even though my order is done before this person who's actually in the aisle? So there are times that they make sure that those products are in stock, because you have technically shopped before the person in the store.
That's true.
They have their own freezer. They have their own dairy section. They're going to be expanding it.
I never thought that.
Absolutely. They're going to be expanding it to offer hot food ready to go, such as rotisserie chickens, pizzas, fried chicken that will be available back there. Another expansion that they're looking at, you know, in time, is that when people come up, they'll also be able to benefit from a grab-and-go kind of perspective of, do you need a quick sandwich? Do you need a drink? You know, let's prevent that drive-through that everybody does as they're grocery shopping. I'm guilty, too. You buy all this food, and then you're like, let's stop and get pizza. You know, we're going to have that there for you. And what's great is it's freshly prepared by our associates. It's not a product that you're going to get that's been preserved, especially our pizza. You know, we've got Sal there making his own dough and his sauce and grating that cheese, and it's
making me hungry.
It's a great service. And our fried chicken is hand breaded and fried, and you know, in this great system that we can drop it and have fresh chicken in 15 minutes for you. And it's so good. It's, you know, hot and crispy.
Wow. That is amazing. So let's have some information. How does somebody contact for shop at home? The website information, just general information that, you know, if they need the pharmacy, if they have a question before they come in, you know, I'm looking for one item, but I don't feel like schlepping out unless you have the one item. How do we contact ShopRite?
Well, you can call our phone number at 908-782-2553.
Say that again.
908-782-2553. And you're going to be greeted with an automated message. Mm-hmm. There's up to 7 different departments that are available on there, from pharmacy to our registered dietitians to the catering office to shop from home. If you've, you know, applied for employment, you can reach human resources through that. And if all else fails, hit 0 for guest services. We'll be more than happy to get whoever it is on the phone. And one of those great features is, again, you're going to get a representative on the phone. If you're calling for the pharmacy, our pharmacist is going to pick up the phone when you hit that number. If you're looking for a specific product, we have this great program that we use called Item Locator. And our guest services can type in the item and tell you exactly where it is by the shelf, in the store, if we have it, how many we have, and all of that great stuff. So, you know, you're going to be able to get that information. Another great resource is Shop From Home. If you're a person that doesn't necessarily have a computer and you are a senior, since, you know, the helpline does work a lot with the senior community, we will take phone orders over the phone. You would call the Shop From Home department. I know they do up to 25 items via phone. And they'll shop it for you and arrange the delivery and take care of it. Because we really want to make sure that people are getting what they need and the help that they need. And we're there for you. The other great thing is if it's after hours and you call, our night crew is still there. If there's an emergency or something like that, you know, there is somebody still in the building. They may not be able to get you what you need at 11 o'clock at night, but they can at least tell you, you know, come in at 7 and we'll try to help you out, or, you know, any of those great things.
That is a plus for sure.
Absolutely. And, you know, even with the registered dietitians, you know, we offer that service absolutely free. You can leave a message for Sue. You can have a consultation with Rachel. We've got two of them on staff now.
Yeah, so I heard that. And that I think is testimony to what Sue's accomplished, but also what's going on in our culture now. And I'm so glad that people are starting to look and see what the choices are and make the right choices. Although I have to say that Sue told me for tomorrow for salsa night, she said, don't just go down the food line. She said, decide what you want ahead of time and make your appropriate choices. Well, since she's not on the air, I'm not following any rules tomorrow with salsa night. No way.
It's a party.
It is a party.
And that's the joke that her and I have. I am the New Year's Eve to her New Year's Day resolution. So without me, there is no resolution.
That's great.
I always encourage it. You have to live your life in the moment and you need to enjoy it. You know, it's great to be conscious and be well. We want everyone to be well, but it's absolutely fine that when you're supporting this big street party for 100 and Helpline that you're going out and you're enjoying yourself.
And there's so many choices, Shannon, this year. It's just unbelievable. We have so many food trucks, more than last year. And I say that every year, but it's growing. We have calls from people, are you having it this year? You know, are you sure? You know, oh my gosh, it's raining today. Well, it's rain or shine. And I have likened the rain to good luck on salsa night because nobody leaves. The show goes on. It's just, and the rain usually stops. So, but it's incredible. I had an email talking about good choices or not. I had an email the other day from a woman who said, okay, I'm coming, but I'm bringing my kids. So what exactly, you know, is available for them, for the kids to eat, or do I have to pack anything? And I said, absolutely no packing. We have things as sophisticated as crepes. Bonjour Creperie is going to be there with their food truck. Like, you can't get better than that. To Italian, to barbecue. We've got Nomad Pizza coming with their famous pizza. Jack's on Main Street will be open with their pizza, but also with their incredible Italian fare. We have Jonas with 55 Main, who's going to do his white linen salsa night evening that he did last year, which was incredible, with a special salsa night menu. And then we, of course, have the ice cream, the candy, all those good stuff that, you know, that just the kids, Shannon, like, you know, we adults, we don't partake in that.
I'll meet you over there.
But truly, just such an incredible array of different foods. I said, don't, because those children, regardless of what their taste is in cuisine, will certainly enjoy themselves and have fun. And also for kids, we'll have face painting over at Helpline's table again. And we'll have sand art by one of our regular vendors, Funhouse Productions. Lots of different items for sale for kids. I have seen people come to Salsa Night at 2 o'clock with the kids in strollers and stay till 10 o'clock because there's something for everyone. It's so much fun, and it's just, like you say, a wonderful party, something for everyone. Our seniors come. They bring chairs and sit down by the band so that they can listen to the band. And it's just absolutely amazing. The Beer and Wine Garden from Jake's is always a hit. Their special sangria is fantastic. And our other sponsors, too. We have Unilever and Knorr. I'm always making my hollandaise sauce and my dips for entertaining with Knorr products, for sure. And that's, like, incredible because next to, you know, ShopRite and Wakefern, to have a corporation like Unilever come in and support this local community event is just absolutely amazing to us, and we're just thrilled. We also have the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission, who will be on hand to talk about World Music Day in Hunterdon County, which is October 1. And so we're happy that they are a sponsor. We've got Hunterdon Healthcare, who I think goes neck and neck with ShopRite in terms of supporting this community, Shannon. You know, they're there when you're there, oftentimes next to each other as you were at Community Day. Flemington Car and Truck is coming back, and we're happy to have them. They'll have an Audi on display, and you'll get to see that and get some information about what they offer, and again, community supporters all the way. The Flemington Community Partnership that works so hard to showcase Flemington to the rest of the world. We know it's beautiful. We know Hunterdon County is a great place to work, live, and play. The Flemington Community Partnership has put on other events as well that just really bring people to the area and say, you know what? This is a great place to be. And, of course, the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, another one of our supporters and sponsors, will be on hand. Please stop by their booth because you'll get to go on air on the radio. Tell them what you like about Salsa Night. And Shout, which is marketing solutions for your business. And they are always, always, always supporting Hunterdon Helpline, and we appreciate them as well. So all of these incredible community players, if you will, really make this event for Helpline even more special because it shows us that, sure, we can put on a party, but to have everyone supporting us like this, sponsoring the event, and also all these attendees, more than 5,000 people, Shannon, as you know, makes us feel not just really good, but that the work that we do is appreciated.
Absolutely. And ShopRite is proud to be part of that. You know, one of our mantras is this is your neighborhood. This is your ShopRite. And we like to really feel like we are part of that community. You know, we're happy to help those who live here and play here and work here because we do too. And we are just very proud to support Salsa Night again this year. You can always find more information about us at www.shoprite.com. And if you'd
also... Say that again.
It's www.shoprite.com. You can access everything from shop from home to catering to coupons to the flyer to the dietitian selection of the day. All kinds of great information is on that website. Or you can always just call us at 908-782-2553 at the store. Again, that's 908-782-2553 at the store with any of your questions. And again, we're just so proud to be part of this with you.
We're going to take a short break, come back, wrap this up with some more information about Salsa Night and how you can attend.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show. We are on this internet radio just so graciously provided by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And we've just been here since the beginning of it, and it's been a great ride. And we look forward to it every Friday to tell you about what's going on in Hunterdon County when it comes to people who have been giving back, paying it forward, and certainly our sponsors of Salsa Night are those kinds of folks, wonderful businesses who support us, ShopRite of Flemington, Unilever Noor, Jake's Restaurant, Cultural Heritage of Hunterdon County, and the Hunterdon Healthcare Systems, Unity Bank, Flemington Car and Truck, and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, Flemington Community Partnership, and Shout. And we're just really pleased that everybody is coming together tomorrow for what Shannon of ShopRite, who's been sitting here with me for this hour, says. And it's truly exactly what it is, one big party. We've got two bands, Swing Combo and Son del Pueblo, going to be on the courthouse steps encouraging us to dance. And we have the Alma Montuno Dance Studio with Elvis, who's going to be not only demonstrating but teaching us the salsa. We may have a surprise entertainment as well, so you're just going to have to show up between 4 p.m. and 10 p.m. to find out what that is. We'll have a 50-50 raffle, yes we will, and that's exciting, selling t-shirts. And also Hunterdon Helpline has come out with its new restaurant card and offering discounts from participating restaurants in our area. Again, it is a fundraiser for Helpline, but a great way to support what we do while you and your family is having a great time and enjoying the music, enjoying Jake's Restaurant's beer and wine garden. I can't tell you, you know, the crew at DPW, who I thank for helping us each and every year, they just do an unbelievable job. The Flemington Police Department as well, keeping us safe, you know, and everything organized and so forth. But it's been suggested that this is so big we go to 2 days. I don't think I can physically handle that, but it certainly is a shout-out to how much fun this event is. Again, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. It is free. Tell your friends. You can find out more information on our website at www.helplinehc.org/salsa-night. www.helplinehc.org/salsa-night. See us on Facebook, of course. We'll be tweeting like mad starting after this show and until tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We also want to shout out for the Main Street businesses that will be open. Garden State Salad, 55 Main, as I said. Coco's, Jack's, so many of them will be participating as well. So it's really just a incredible diversity and mix of wonderful businesses coming together and really creating, I always liken it, Shannon, to salsa itself. All those little ingredients cut up together to make the whole. And it is just incredible. And of course, you know, it is a wonderful tribute to our Latino community, which is certainly building and with entrepreneurship and so forth. So it's nice to be able to celebrate the diversity of Hunterdon County and its incredible landscape, whether it be the literal or the figurative. And ShopRite, of course, has been part of that now for how many years? I mean, oh my gosh, certainly way before my time. And that's another point that I want to bring up before we have to close. When we moved here from Virginia, you always have that community grocery store. May not be the kind of ambiance like ShopRite affords us here in Flemington, but it's really difficult to make a move. People talk about the moving, the packing, whatever. But to move from one geographic place to another and have to navigate that supermarket when that's probably the first thing you have to do when you get out of the car. I'll tell you, ShopRite was just so easy. So easy to make that transition. And again, we've said this over and over. So I hope some of your staff is listening. Thank you. Thank you so, so much, not just for the sponsoring, but for the everyday work that you do and being engaging and inviting.
Well, thank you, Susan. We like to thank our customers. We appreciate them coming in every day. We look forward to seeing our regulars. We look forward about hearing about your days and about your life and about your family and how we can help them, you know, not only to get what you need, but to be well and to be part of this community and, you know, just to share in your joy. I always laugh because when I walk across the front end, we have one of our cashiers, Sue Conti, who has her regulars and they will wait in line to check out with her because they just want to catch up for the week. And that really says something about, you know, the community of Hunterdon County and the community of Flemington and how much, you know, we appreciate you as much as you appreciate us.
And that says it all. Shannon, thank you for coming. I really appreciate it. I will see you tomorrow at Salsa Night between 4 p.m. and 10 p.m. on Main Street between Mine Street and Kapner in Flemington. Coming up next, Home Sweet Home. So stay tuned.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When the French people rose up and stormed the Bastille, It changed the course of human history.
That's President Trump yesterday during a news conference with the French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris. As the president said, the U.S. and France are united in the fight for freedom. Today, President Trump and the First Lady were the guests of honor at the Bastille Day Parade in Paris, joining the French president and his wife. President Trump and Melania now on their way back to the United States as their second visit to Europe in less than 2 weeks is now wrapped up. Senate GOP leaders release another revised health care bill, and this Republican says,
I'm going to take a look at the bill. We'll read it over the weekend and come up with a decision and see if there's any improvements.
Nevada Senator Dean Heller reserving judgment for now. At least two Republican senators are against the bill. This is USA Radio News.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot.